USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A storm system developing over the upper Midwest and Great Lakes, bringing snow, showers, and thunderstorms along the northeast and southeast region of the U.S. By Monday, the system expected to reach the East Coast, bringing heavy rain to the I-95 corridor from Washington to Boston. Things expected to calm down headed towards the Thanksgiving weekend. TSA saying it's seen the highest passenger volume since early 2020, more than 2.2 million passing through airport security checkpoints on Friday. With more people traveling for the holiday, Chief Medical Advisor to the President, Dr. Anthony Fauci, encouraging folks to get their booster shots.
We know they're safe and we know they're highly effective in bringing very, very high up the optimization of your protection. So just go ahead and get boosted.
Dr. Fauci on CNN State of the Union, USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
People taking to the streets this weekend to protest the jury decision in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial.
The acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse, the teenager who fatally shot two protesters and injured another last year, sparked protests in cities across the United States this weekend. In Chicago, civil rights advocate Jesse Jackson led a demonstration on Saturday through the city's downtown area. Hundreds of people could be seen in one video holding signs and banners marching down the streets. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Dutch police firing shots on protesters of COVID-19 measures who got out of hand. Several hundred rioters torching cars, setting off fireworks, and throwing rocks at police. Meanwhile, thousands of people took to the streets of Vienna, Austria, in protest of new restrictions set to take place on Monday. The government opposing a nationwide lockdown to combat a growing fourth wave of the coronavirus. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A passenger is on the run after their gun goes off. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
The accidental discharge of a passenger's weapon at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport on Saturday led to a lockdown and flight disruptions and at least three minor injuries, as well as plain old chaos in the terminal on Saturday afternoon, as the Atlanta police say they know who discharged the weapon, as the person was being screened at the time. Arrest warrants have now been issued, and the FBI and ATF are assisting with the investigation, despite the fact they say it was not intentional.
The passenger said to be a convicted felon who tried to grab the gun from his luggage when it went off. An Israeli killed, four others wounded by a Hamas militant Sunday who opened fire in Jerusalem's Old City before they were fatally shot by Israeli police. A 26-year-old immigrant from South Africa was killed. The attack appears to mark an escalation by Hamas since agreeing to a ceasefire with Israel last May. Thanksgiving dinner said to cost about 14% more than last year, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. Dinner for a family of 10 costing on average about $53. That's up over $6 from last year. Ghostbusters Afterlife exceeding expectations at the box office, pulling in $44 million in ticket sales on its first weekend in theaters. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.